Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and this title is Choose Life. Who are we to destroy what God has formed in the womb? Since when did God give us the right to decide whether a baby lives or dies? From what I can tell, Scripture repeatedly states that God forms us while we are in the womb. Isaiah 44:2. Thus says God who made you, who formed you from the womb. And Isaiah 44:24. Thus says God, your Redeemer, he who formed you in the womb, I, myself, God, made all things. So who are we to destroy what God has formed in the womb? Have we become so desensitized that women are even using abortion as a form of birth control? Let's take a look at some statistics on abortions. From a Department of Health study reported by the Daily Mail that dozens of girls at the age of 12 and 13 are having abortions regularly. In England, girls under 14 that were having abortions rose 21% from 2006 to 2007. At the same time, girls under 16 that were having abortions rose 10%. Also in England, repeat abortions were on the rise dramatically. The Daily Mail said that there were over 64,000 repeat abortions just in the last year. In this same year, over 40 women terminated over 8 pregnancies each. Girls below the age of 18 terminated 4 or more pregnancies between 2005 and 2008. The number of abortions performed on teenage girls since 91 has risen 70%. Stunning, isn't it? Parents are turning away from their duties, and they are causing irreparable harm to their children. If you notice these days, so many of our children are insecure, lonely, unhealthy, emotionally immature, unruly, disrespectful to their elders, and rebellious towards authority. Are parents that blind that they can't even see the signs that there is something wrong with their child, that they could commit suicide right in their own house, or plot out to kill others? It seems like every time a situation arises, we mask it with something worse, that the problem will go away. Women were a lot more refined years ago. It took a while just to get a kiss from a girl that you were dating. These days you usually find yourself in bed on a first date. Sex has lost its meaning. It's supposed to be a sacred thing between a man and a woman who truly love each other and are joined together by marriage. This is another reason why divorce rates are so high. It seems that our morality has declined dramatically. Fornication is a dominating factor these days, along with adultery. It is a deadly sin. 1 Corinthians 10:8. We must never fall into sexual immorality. We have distanced ourselves from God so much that we can't even see the destruction that we are bringing upon ourselves. It's become a world of the self, self-absorbed. God gave us free will, which means that we can choose to live by His law or man's way of life, the way of the flesh. One way will bring eternal life, the other way will only bring death, eternal death in the lake of fire. This death is total separation from God. because of our moral decline and self-destructive ways, the United States and England are going to fall, and fall hard they will. We are so close right now, many people can't even see it. They don't even want to be bothered with it. God's wrath is going to rain down on England and the United States in the very near future. If you don't think so, this is what God tells us in Deuteronomy 28. God says that he will bless a nation with prosperity, like it used to for both nations, as long as they adhere to his ways. Otherwise, he will curse any nation that doesn't follow his law. There's no way to stop prophecy which is unfolding right before your very eyes. It's important to see what's going on globally as well as within your own nation. You can protect yourself from the upcoming disasters that have been foretold. Follow God, be obedient to him, have faith, and he will help you. Thank you, and may God bless you.